in the context of what we've been talking about, as a man, when you're having sex with your partner, that's your partner next to you, right?
No, she's not here.
Okay, she's not here. Oh, good, you saved yourself. Are you sure? No. Okay. So when you're having sex and you feel a desire for her, do you feel a desire for your partner when you're?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So part of that desire to the man, genitally, is feeling like you want to press yourself deep within her, press your penis deep within her. So it's not bad, like, smacking her leg with your penis, but that's different than pressing deep inside of her. Can you feel that difference or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is important. I'm just trying to unpack this a bit. So you really want to be inside of her and deeply, and then you come, and now how bad do you want to be inside of her after you come? Not at all.
There's no shifts. It
totally. As my brother says, he wishes his wife turned into a six-pack and a pizza after orgasm.
I thought that was just me.
That's his summary of life wisdom. So most men, and the older you get, the more it's true. Like when you're 16 and you orgasm, you could pretty much want to fuck again 5 minutes later or whatever. But when you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and the older you get, it's a longer period of not really having that strong desire. Yes?
Yes. Right. Yes. Right.
So that depolarization from ejaculation is actually a diminishment of the conscious desire to incarnate your consciousness through the body. Remember, we were talking about women only feel your consciousness when it's coming through your body. Well, after an ejaculation, the reason it's so pleasurable is like, finally, you don't have to deal with the body. You know what I mean? Done. So it's exactly hurting her. It's taking away from her presence. It's taking away from you the desire to stay in there and incarnate, you know, to fuck, to enter her. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the deepest masculine desire to want to do nothing. So men love the post-ejaculative wanting to do nothing. I'm just now asking, is that the deepest form of sex you can have? No. So can you access the depth of that doing nothing consciousness, the unobstructed fullness of consciousness, while you're having sex? So while you're inside of her having sex, can you, in your heart, cultivate the same feeling of the post-ejaculative absolute relaxation? So you're looking deep into her eyes, you're loving her completely, you're making love with her, and there's nothing to be gained by ejaculating at that point. It's as deep as love can get. You know, when you ejaculate, you're not going to have a hard-on anymore, you're not going to even want to be with her that much anymore. So you realize that consciousness can work through your bodies more beautifully, more deeply, if you postpone ejaculation or maybe have less ejaculations. Now, that will only satisfy her if she feels like she's being fucked by God. If you're cheating her of God and your ejaculation now, of course she's not going to want that. But if instead of getting your, good night, if instead of getting something like that, she got hours and hours of the most deep and intimate and ecstatic lovemaking possible, she'll still complain. So your practice is to offer your deepest lovemaking possible and know that in general, what you're going to get back is some form of not good enough or less than I want. And to receive sexual criticism is one of the more difficult things for men to deal with in their lives. And so it takes really resting as consciousness. And one step of that, and we do this in the workshops, and there are people in here who've done it, is we learn to even bring each other to full orgasm without any physical contact. So just through breath and awareness and attention. And once you have that capacity, once you know you don't even need a penis, I mean, you could be in war and you can still take a woman and love her so deeply that she feels penetrated by your depth, your consciousness, so deeply she's taken open, and, you know, cervical peels of, you know, open and open and open. Once you can do that, you realize, well, huh, there's just, you rest in a kind of relaxed confidence because you don't need to fuck her, you don't need an erection, you can open her through that, you don't need to ejaculate. All of that is just her ways of seeing, can you fuck her as God?
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.